Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome back to episode 44. Welcome back. It's not really welcome back, just welcome. I'm going to leave this in because this is gold, Jerry. Welcome to episode 44 of the Functioning Get Option Podcast, irreverent, fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my friend, my co-patriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, dude?
You know, just doing what we do.
Is this thing on?
All right, let's have some fun today. Episode 44. We are this podcast now 44. It's almost as old as you.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Wow. Crazy. Pretty soon this podcast will be older than you. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's twice as your twice your age.
That is really old.
Something like, yeah.
Yeah. What's, yeah. Happening? What's happening?
Nothing really. Just getting ready to travel by the time the show comes out.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
What are you doing?
Really?
Well, what are you doing?
Again?
Yeah.
You just traveled. I thought it was my turn to travel.
Well, this is episode 44. It's, you know, it's it was with, I guess we're both traveling when this episode is out. Possibly.
Okay. Well, tomorrow morning, very early, I'm flying to San Diego for Traffic and Conversion Summit.
So that's actually in the past by the time this episode comes out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know. That probably confuses people. Yeah. It confuses me.
Okay, just so you know.
Yeah, so, How was it? Probably great.
Right. Good.
Probably amazing.
Good.
I'm staying with a coworker, and he said that the weather's kind of funky out there, so I should bring a jacket.
Oh, okay. Where is it again?
It's in San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been?
Remember
before?
Last time we were in San Diego
I
together?
Do not. Nope. Never been to San Diego besides what? College.
You and I went there together a couple years ago. And we stayed in a house together. It had a hot tub.
In the basement, of all places. It was weird. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. It was a great place. Good times.
It was.
But the week of this episode does come out, I am actually traveling to work camp Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's a one-day camp, first time they've had it. My friend Stephen Harvey actually helped kind of get that off the ground. He used to live there in that area, helped start the meetup. He lives in SoCal now. He wants to come back so bad, but he can't for some, you know, legal reasons. No, I'm kidding. But he'll be there, actually. He's coming out as well, so it'll be good to see Stephen. He helped me drive across the country 6 months ago. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Isn't that crazy? It's been 6 months since
Isn't it crazy you still don't have a driver's license?
I do too.
Yeah.
I have a North Carolina driver's license.
Yeah.
So that is there for you. So
did you read the blog post that I published on the E2D blog?
Maybe.
I published a two-part series. Part one was costs. What was it about? Costs of like getting a digital e-commerce site started.
Yes, I did see
that. And then the second part was costs of like maintaining ongoing digital e-commerce site.
Yeah, I remember seeing your face struggling to write those weeks prior.
Yeah, I don't know. When I write blog posts, they just get long. They get really long. Our content marketing sort of head person on the team said like, let's shoot for 2,000 words. And the first one was like 5,000.
Oh my gosh.
I just can't write short blog posts. I don't know how to do it.
Clearly, yeah. I saw parts of them because they were long.
Yeah. You know what? You know what else was long?
Uh-oh.
I was at Toastmasters the other day, and I got to watch somebody use a PC and do a presentation. Ooh. And let me tell you, like, it was a reminder for me about just how disconnected I am. It's been years since I had to experience any of this, and I've just taken it for granted. You and I get on the internet, we're like not experiencing the same thing that most other people are.
You don't think
so? It's like a different internet. It's like totally different experience.
How so?
I got to watch somebody, you know, struggle to get the thing working, and these are actually technical people. They know what they're doing for the most part. Struggle to get it working. Open up their desktop, which is just cluttered every inch with icons. I remember those days. That is just weird. And then open up Internet Explorer, and just be bombarded with all of the little alerts and security warnings and pop-up messages and setting preference things. It's just like very obtrusive. It's an obnoxious piece of software. And then go to www.misspelledaddress and struggle with that while we all try and correct the person. And then finally, finish the icing on the cake is get the blue screen of death.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's awesome.
So fun and painful to watch at the same time. Yeah. And just to remind me, like, that when we open up our MacBooks and we cruise the web,
it works, you know, consistently and well.
I don't know. Our experience is just like different. I mean, yeah, we're doing it in on Retina screens, the blazing speed. We know all the shortcut keys.
Yeah.
We know you don't have to type in www anymore.
Wait, you don't have to? I thought, really?
Oh man.
News flash.
Yeah. I wrote a song the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's this one about?
Well, I don't know. It's part of my brand new parody song series.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I've been writing a lot of like just original songs for this show for ages, but I thought maybe people want familiar melodies.
Okay. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, okay. Let's play it. I don't know. The audience.
Do you want me
judge.
To want me to count you in? Three.
Yeah.
one, two, one, two, three.
Stats flying off the page, side rising in the rankings. My traffic on the rise, my competitors are tanking. I dominate the SERPs, my content's awesome. I've optimized well. Your slides are showing green, perfect keyword density. So many backlinks, and my permalinks are pretty. Rand Fishkin and Matt Cutts taught me everything. My strategy's sound, my XML's clean. I'm on page one. I'm on page one. What do you know? I've learned how to SEO. What can I say? I have mastered SEO. You won't believe how much I show. For every query my site's found, I've learned how to SEO. Everyone feels jealous, saying my hat's black. I can't help it if I'm awesome at the skill they lack. Google's algorithm loves everything I do. If you'd be more like me, you can SEO too. I'm on page one. I'm on page one. What do you know? I've learned how to SEO. What can I say? I have mastered SEO. You won't believe how much I show. For every query my site's found, what do you know? I've learned how to SEO. What can I say? I have mastered SEO. You won't believe how much I show. For every query my site's found, I've learned how to SEO.
I honestly, I got like chills. That's yeah, that was good.
If anybody's looking to sponsor the show, if you need an incentive, know that that money's going to go towards singing lessons for Kyle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just think about that.
There you
go.
Is
it worth it to you, dear listener?
Or you can pay us not to do the show.
Your pick.
So some news and updates. You have two. I have one in the show notes. You go first.
Last time we talked a little bit about a GitHub issue relating to Gutenberg.
Right.
And Tammy Lister and Matthias Ventura, mm-hmm. as we've mentioned before, kind of leading that project. They were interviewed on the Shop Talk Show podcast.
Right.
And Shop Talk Show is like a really popular, awesome podcast. It's not WordPress specific.
Right.
It's really cool. It's hosted by Chris Coyer and Dave Rupert.
And who's Chris Coyer and Dave Rupert? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. Chris Coyer is like famous for like CSS tricks.
Yeah.
And he wrote a WordPress book years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And CodePen. He's the founder of CodePen. Dave Rupert runs an agency. I forget the name of it. But they're both like really experienced, expert kind of like front-end developer guys. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they talk about WordPress on the show because it's a big web dev thing. But mostly they talk about advanced JavaScript and CSS. It's a very popular show. It's been around a long time.
Paravel. And, the agency is called Paravel.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. And they interviewed Tammy Lister and Matthias Ventura to talk just about WordPress. And that was kind of cool, kind of unusual to like dedicate the show to a WordPress project. But it is like all about React and, you know, modern JavaScript stuff and editing experiences. And it was a super cool discussion. Very interesting. I've been listening to that show for years.
Yeah, I actually hadn't heard of I'd heard of the show in passing, and I didn't realize, because I'm not that level of developer that it's relevant to what I do technically, you know. And I used to listen to Post Status. Was it Post? No, not Post Status.
Apply filters
as my high level one, but then they stopped doing it. So maybe I might subscribe to this one now. I listened to a portion of this one, but it's a long episode, you know, so I just didn't get to the whole thing.
It's a lot of episodes of the show, they get pretty technical.
Yeah.
And I kind of glaze over too, because I'm not doing advanced front end development stuff, but right. Some of them are really like, even the next episode after this, they had Paige, somebody, I don't remember her last name, come on to talk about machine learning, mm-hmm. and gave like a great lesson on what that is in kind of like a way that a layperson could understand.
It's definitely going to make it. It's going to make my new playlist. I mean, in my podcast app of choice, which is Overcast. But, you know, again, you listen to the pieces you want to listen to, you know, other different shows, different things. Like you said, though, apply filters, I do miss. It was technical, over my head a lot of the times, but the business stuff was interesting. Hearing what's going on behind the scenes was interesting. I miss those guys. You know, you get to work with one every day. I hate you. So cool.
So many reasons to. But right. Anyway, what's that? What's the next? Oh, the next article.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
this
was
one
cool.
was also really good.
This was good.
Yeah.
It was a SaaS pricing article regarding lessons from 4 pricing changes for a SaaS model from the company called Canny. Very interesting how they did some they tried to do A/B split testing, but you can't do A/B split testing when you launch something because you don't have any analytics to compare. But based on Canny, excuse me, let me clear my throat. You talk about what Canny is. Hold on, I gotta mute myself.
I don't know much about the business Canny, but I did read the article that someone from the business wrote up, and it documents their journey over the course of about a year,
right?
Where every month or couple months they changed their pricing model and pricing page to, you know, adjust for what they learned. And so they documented like what they learned in the first one, and then what was good and bad about it, and then what they changed the next time, and what was good and bad about that, how it affected their sales.
Right.
And it was really fascinating to read this level of detail and transparency just about how much of an effect these changes had, mm-hmm. and how much they learned about their customers,
right.
what they want.
And that's the thing I was going to say. One of the things I found fascinating was they surveyed customers, and they were told by customers that their prices were way too low for the service and the quantity of the level of people they could use for the service, like, you know, 50,000 users or 50,000, whatever it was, you know, the matrix there. But people like, I would pay double for half, kind of thing. And that's awesome to get that kind of feedback, because they also they validated the fact that there's a need for what they were doing. So
yeah,
we'll link to this in the show notes as well. But it's a fascinating read. It really is. I like that fact. I mean, the fact that, you know, or people are telling you they would pay more, you're like, dang it, you know.
Yeah, totally. And lessons in just like how to keep your pricing table simple.
Right.
So that you're not like, I know a lot of other people, I have friends we've talked to in WordPress who are like, I'm struggling with it. I'm getting inundated with requests from potential customers who are just like, I don't understand what I'm going to end up paying or what level I need to choose. And that's a big sign that you need to simplify. If your pricing table is simple and clean, customers won't be confused. They won't be contacting you. They're just going to choose the right level and move forward. And that can be hard to achieve for some products.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a good read. I'll link to it in the show notes when I type out those up. So, and lastly, in the news, I meant to mention this last week, actually 2 weeks ago, but I just want to mention that my boo-boo has healed. I was bleeding badly from my finger. You have no idea where this is going.
No, yeah. I don't.
I'm going to show you, since you can see me on Skype, and they can't. Maybe I'll take a picture of this, and I'll put this in the show notes, too. So I reached into my bag, my laptop bag, and I was traveling and stuff, and I screamed loudly, and then I had to curtail that because I was in a public space at the airport, and then I was bleeding.
You screamed loudly.
It hurt because it was it was the sharp edge of the button that was sticking out from this, which is the button from our battle employee that I made for employee versus freelance battle that we did back at Northeast Ohio or Kent like 2 years ago. Yeah, this was in my bag. And it came unbuttoned from itself and poked through, and I reached in, and it totally stabbed my finger and made me bleed.
Wow.
It hurt, really. You know what I mean? It was a shocker, let me tell you. I totally meant to tell you that. I took it out. Like, I meant to mention that in the last episode, too, whatever. So now I leave it on my desk because I cannot leave that in the bag anymore. That's just, it's dangerous. So
it is. So is working for yourself.
Wow. I see. Yeah. Wow.
Lesson. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lesson there.
Yeah. You work for yourself, you end up bleeding. Yeah. But anyway, so
awesome.
People on the move changes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of these people that you put in the show notes.
Let's see. I read about, but haven't met, someone named Evelina Dimova. Mm-hmm. She joined a little company called Human Made.
Small company.
That we mention in this segment and almost every other episode because they just hire good people the time.
So she's a senior WordPress engineer. She did that. She was a 4-year senior engineer, WordPress engineer over at CrowdFavorite.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang. Human Made is really great about like stealing great people from other top tier agencies. Like a lot of the other agencies, like CrowdFavorite, 10Up, and WebDev Studios, and all those, they just like snap up the best talent, and then Human Made comes in and steals that talent from them.
That's awesome.
That's like how it works.
Yeah.
And also, Ariella Mamlin joined our friends at Caldera as their community manager.
Awesome.
I was just introduced to her yesterday by Christy.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. Congratulations to all parties involved on both sides.
Yeah,
on both sides
awesome.
Of the equation and countries.
It's
and
dope. It's cool.
The pond. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, what you wearing, what you drinking, what you reading?
Right now, I've got my little Empowered by WordPress hoodie zipped up and sipping on some coffee from, this is actually from Leelanau, Michigan. My wife picked it up yesterday.
Okay.
So kind of locally, I don't know, purchased coffee.
All right. I am wearing WordCamp Chicago 2016 t-shirt, drinking Java Time coffee picked up from our local Aldi. And I'm still reading the same Tony Horton book, but I'm also started reading again finishing Deep Work by Cal Newport. So
Deep Work. All right.
Deep work.
Right.
Yeah.
So. I love it. I love it. That's pretty deep.
Right on. Anything else on that segment there? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, hey, Kyle, you know what time it is?
Is it time to call my great aunt Jean to talk for hours about how the dogs are getting along with the neighbors these days?
Yes. We'll wait for you to do that. Go ahead. Just do that. And we'll be back after that. I'm just kidding. It's actually questions time. That's right, people. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready, Kyle? Are you ready? 4 seconds to
go. I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to ask you the first question.
Let's do it.
This is sent in by Akai Sudeth. He asks, how do you graciously decline a project when you just don't want to work with the client?
I like, AKA, how do you friend zone a potential client?
Nice. Well played.
I think these days by like text or maybe FB Messenger, that might work. I don't know. Like how do you friend zone somebody these days?
Well, I mean, I have a few options. I think honestly, using a different language that's not your own makes things smoother. Like French, it just sounds better. Je joue de quoi, je ne peux pas vous à dire. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I didn't pronounce that nearly close enough, but Google Translate gave it to me. So it's sexy, if you will. You want to? I think if you can be sexy to fire somebody, that's an option.
You didn't try Polish. How would you do it in Polish?
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to translate that.
Okay. I don't know. This is a fun question.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of cool ways, but I think the two that I have that are the best, this I go to all the time. Number one is referral, and the other is price it out.
Mm-hmm.
So the first, if you're confident you don't want to work with this prospect, you can send them a positively phrased referral. And in this, you're describing how much more appropriate another provider would be. You know, you ideally make contact with someone else that you think would be a better fit, someone else who would be okay to work with this client. Describe their experience and availability and praise them. Nothing negative anywhere. This is a win for everyone. So make this a message that the client is excited to receive, and make it something that reflects positively on you, like you have their best interests in mind. This other person over here has expertise with what you're trying to do. They will help solve your problems better and faster than I can.
That's a really good option. And I mean, it's a really, really good option. I'm really impressed. Like, that's like one of the best options you've ever given.
Whoa, dude. Wow. It only took 44 episodes.
44 episodes. Yeah, I didn't think that was coming from you. I give you props.
My other is to respectfully propose a price and timeline that would make it worth your while.
Okay. Yeah.
So if they sound like a trouble client, mm-hmm. you're working on your proposal, just keep bumping up the price.
I do that all the time.
In front of you. Just keep bumping it up and bumping it up until you say to yourself, yeah, I'd put up with them for this much money. And then send that. It's, even the worst clients, there's usually a price point where you would deal with them.
Yeah, I call that a PITAF, a PITAF. It's a pain in the ass. Pain in the ass tax. Pain in the ass fee.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's true. I've done that where I have two proposals due next week. And one of them is going to be a bit more because, you know, there's some history there and it has to be worth my time, right? Exactly that. So the other thing is this. I learned this actually at WordCamp Phoenix. Let me back up one second. The other one is this. You won't be able to hear this one, I don't think, but this is the Polish version.
Nie chcę już z tobą pracować.
Yeah, you didn't hear that because it's not tied into your system, but it was in Polish. There you go. You could always say it in Polish. Italian's another good way. Mi displace non posso aiutarte, which I think is just brilliant. It just translates to, I don't want to work with you anymore. But it sounds really nice, right?
I just want to be friends. Yeah.
Mi displace non posso aiutarte. It's instead of me saying, I don't want to work with you anymore, it's just softer in a different language. And finally, you know, I learned this one at WordCamp Phoenix. This was from April Weir. You could always say, if you've already done work for them and there's more projects or something else coming up, you can say, you know, you hired me for a job, but not this job.
Okay.
You know, it's just a way of kind of drawing the line in the sand. If it's something that you aren't comfortable doing, don't want to do anymore, you can just say, you know what, I don't do that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that's just like one line quote, very memorable.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
Decisive, you know.
Yeah, I love that. You hired me for a job, and it's really more along the lines if it's branching into something that you just don't do. If you know, if you build the site, sure, but then now they want you to work on their email newsletter or do something else, and it's just not in your wheelhouse of services. That's what you have to say. You know, hey, customer. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, client. You hired me to do a job, but you didn't hire me to do that job. I don't do that. So
that sounds like dramatic, like you should walk away and like disappear into the mist. And all dramatic, like you hired me for a job, but not this job.
In a world,
and then just disappear.
Or so in that case, maybe put on the cloak of invisibility right after you say it.
Maybe something. It's got to be a dramatic exit,
okay.
And it's got to be. There can't be any words after that. You just turn, you walk away, and cue the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any other options for a Kai?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I like what we gave.
Okay. I do
so
too. Okay.
You're right. Welcome. He's saying thank you. I can hear him.
Yeah. Right now. Do you know Akai?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. You want to ask me this next one?
Hey guys, I am fairly new to WordPress, relatively speaking. I seem to have gotten involved at quite a tumultuous time, with so much to learn in, quote, basic WordPress now and Gutenberg on the horizon. My question is, would it be beneficial to start learning a page builder? Elementor intrigues me after watching Troy Dean's video. Or at this point, should I just wait for Gutenberg to roll out and not worry about unlearning something else? This comes to us from Dustin Yonker.
Okay, Dustin, good question. You know, it's come up many times before, and I'm talking to other developers and people in the space that I'm in currently here, that, you know, whatever. So, little known fact, the next evolution is already here of WordPress. So I would skip WordPress altogether because it's already the replacement. People just don't know. They forgot about it. It's out there, and it's called WordPerfect. It's been perfected. So clearly...
It's perfect.
It's perfect. So just skip WordPress and go to WordPerfect.
Why am I laughing? Oh, that's...
I mean,
WordPerfect. I forgot that it was a thing. I don't know.
Thank you. Yeah. Mic drop.
Yeah.
You hired me for a job, but not this job. last week's show, just referencing last week's show, we mentioned the news and GitHub discussion regarding it's that Gutenberg isn't so obvious of how things are laid out in its current state. So there's nothing wrong with learning a new page builder this time, in my opinion. I'm still using Beaver Builder, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm selling solutions currently, right now, setting out bids, proposals. I'm not waiting. And I will pivot as needed, April, May, June. Whenever it happens, I will evaluate what I can do for my clients and make that decision then. So, boom.
Well,
boom. Am I keeping you awake? Are you tired all of a sudden? What, are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning texting me with your baby? What? Go. Answer the question.
Now is the time to hibernate. You need to carbon freeze yourself and time your awakening for late summer 2035.
Wow.
By then, most of the Gutenberg hurricane will have blown over and the wreckage will be partially cleaned up. It'll be safe to proceed. That's my wisdom for you.
Yeah.
Because this is a tumultuous time, as Dustin said.
How old will you be in 2035?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not good at math.
Well, just do
not as old as you. Not as old as you.
Do a query and figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my wisdom.
Okay.
Definitely never worry about unlearning. I think that's a false problem.
Right.
Nothing you mentioned requires months or years of study. This isn't surgery. You don't have to go to school to do this or buy textbooks or anything like this. Like everything that you mentioned, Gutenberg and page builders, like this is hours, if not minutes, of your time to maybe not master, but get the idea of whether you like it and what you want to use. What all you need to do is set aside one day, just one day out of your schedule. Try out all of the tools, including the big G. Boot up a clean local install for each if you want. Try to build the same site with each one, maybe, mm-hmm. and just make note of the time it takes and your overall experience. Like use Beaver Builder, use Elementor, use Divi,
right?
Like all of these others out there.
Don't use don't use Headway. Okay, go on.
Yeah, or VC maybe. Oh, I don't. Yeah. Try each one of these. Try to build the same thing. I'm talking one day. This isn't months of your time to learn and master and be able to write the Divi for Dummies book. You don't need to do that. You just need to get in an hour or two with these tools. And then you'll say, you know what? This one took me a long time to make a page with and it confused me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I toss that one out and move on to the next. And then one of them, I almost guarantee one of them, you're going to say, you know what? This actually was pretty easy. I tried to do something, and every time I wanted to do it, it was easy.
Right.
Everything I looked for was right where I thought it would be, and when I did it, it worked on the first try, and I made the page fast. You know what? That's a good sign. That tool might be well suited for you, your style, your knowledge, and keep it in your tool belt. And maybe you'll like Gutenberg, but definitely do not ignore Gutenberg,
right?
Or make plans, like especially for someone in Dustin's position, like kind of getting into this new, don't like plan to not use it. Like using it is not optional.
Right.
Using other tools on top of it to accomplish your unique goals. That is, but Gutenberg is not optional.
Well, it's going to be optional for a bit because I believe there's going to be a way to click, you know, a classic editor. There's going to be a new setting.
At this point, Dustin says he's new. That is not productive for you to like invest in legacy style.
Okay. Yeah. Because exactly. I guess the other tangentially connected equation is the fact that if you don't have a client's websites already up and running, then yeah, there's not an issue there. It's like, I guess the question really is obviously, what should he learn right now? Well, learn a bunch of it. Just kind of try stuff out. Use desktop server, use Flywheel, whatever you want to use. Use something for local development and just play, because you still have time. And, you know, and playing and learning is not going to hurt you in the long run. So,
yeah.
Right.
And for what it's worth, I don't think that this is a really tumultuous time. It's a big change, but change is constant and things are really not going to suddenly settle down next year when this is done. And we're going to go back to like life as normal with no shakeups. No, that's not going to happen. Dream on. We will be moving on to tackle other huge problems. And some of them may even be hairier than the editor. Like, change will continue. When Gutenberg moves in, we move on to the next thing. And in 2019, maybe we'll be like, holy moly, this change is really scary.
Right. Well, yeah, that was a good old man impression.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the question, Dustin. Appreciate that. And send in your questions if you have any questions before we get to the next segment. So that's the end of the questions. Now it's time for a segment. And we actually have, lo and behold, a bumper, a jingle for the new section, because we've done it a few times now. This is the segment we call Unordered Lists, and it is here.
Unordered Lists.
By Kale Inc. I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh, what's your name? Okay, so for those new to the show, Unordered Lists is just that. We ask each other, I ask Kyle, Kyle asks me, to name off something, a list of things in a category that we don't know what we're going to ask each other. I keep a timer of 30 seconds, and we'll go with that. So there's no background music for this one right now. Maybe we'll come up with that in the near future. That way that when the music's over, the time's over, etc. But I haven't come up with that yet. So do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Who went first last time?
Couldn't tell you.
Shoot. Okay, so I want you to go first.
So I'm asking you, or...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay, let's do that. Because right. Then I want to know how much I should take revenge on you, how hard yours should be.
Oh, that's not fair.
Okay.
All right. So the question for you is, name as many movies. So as many movies with God in it, and when I mean by God, I mean by the name of the actor Morgan Freeman. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay, ready, ready, and 3, 2, 1, go.
I think he was in Bruce Almighty, mm-hmm. and that other one with Tom Cruise. I'm not gonna think of the name of that one. It's like a dystopian planet one with Tom Cruise. I don't know. He's been in.
I'll give you that one. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not.
Fudge. Oh, the one with what's her name? Where she takes the drugs or something. She's a drug carrier. Now You See Me.
Okay.
And Now You See Me Too.
Time's up. You got two. You got two.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, clearly. But you got two. That was pretty bad. Bruce Almighty, Evan Almighty, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, there's a whole bunch. Yeah. You were thinking of...
What was that one with... what's her name?
With Tom Cruise? Oh, Lucy.
Lucy, yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
I was not going to get that.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, the Mountain Dew commercial during the Super Bowl.
That doesn't count. It's not a movie.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, right. You are getting punished.
Oh, it's not nice.
Punished.
Be nice to your elders. Let me get the timer ready here. Hold on a second. All right, let me, okay, so you have to just keep, so I'll just, you keep track, and when the timer goes off, I'll just do it like this, make this nice and loud so we hear it, okay. All right.
How many did I get?
Technically, one. One or two, I think, yeah.
What?
Bruce Almighty.
How about not technically?
I'll give you two, tops.
Two?
Two.
What?
Because you said, like, the movie with Tom Cruise, that's not the name of the movie.
I said, now you see me, and now you see me too.
Okay, so okay.
Plus Bruce Almighty. That's
okay,
three.
Okay, three. Fine. You barely got the last one in there. Okay, three.
Okay.
For the win, God, Adam needs 4 points.
Oh my God. Yeah, you are getting punished at this one.
All right.
Okay. All right. You gave me a non WordPress one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a WordPress one.
Oh, no.
You are going to give me the names of major WordPress releases.
Huh. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Not the numbers, but the names.
Yeah.
Ready?
Nope.
Set. You can't look it up. Go.
All right. Son of a gun. Kubrick, does Kubrick count? It's a theme, but does it count?
No.
Okay. Parker.
Yes.
Got. Shoot. This is so embarrassing because it's Parker. Yeah, that's all I got.
What?
I'm blank. I wouldn't prepare for this one. I'm
jazz artists. Like,
I know.
Some of them were favorite.
Mingus.
Famous.
Mingus.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Time's up.
I got two. Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. I know them if I.
Basie.
Yeah.
I think.
Two. That was pathetic. I hate this game now. But I will tell you, we played the game at the dinner table last night. My kids and wife love it. So they were so stressed.
Oh my gosh. So,
anyway, good. All right, that was good.
What was it? When we do a live episode of this show at a WordCamp, we're playing this game.
Totally.
Maybe we'll get some guests to come up and play with us.
Yeah, it's a good time. All right, wrap us up. Let's get out of here.
All right, this has been episode 44 of the Get Ups Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, for subscribing, for leaving reviews, for sending us your questions, all of that. We know that you're doing it. We're talking directly to you. And we just want you to know how heartfelt our appreciation is for all that you do for us. And in return for you doing those three valuable things for us, we're sharing our wisdom and our jokes and our ridiculous, terribly produced songs. Everything. We're putting it all out on the line for you.
We're here for you,
all
people.
Out on the airwaves.
We're here for you.
Yes.
You right there. You with a hoodie. We're here for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Send us your questions. Questions at getoptionspodcast.com is our email, and it can accommodate a lot of questions. So don't hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Do not hold back. You know that Siri that you ask questions a lot to right now? Send those to us instead.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be pleased with the results.
It's true. All right. Yeah. So SpeakPipe functionality on the website, and also you can find us online. Kyle is at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, and we together are here at get_options. See you next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.